from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. flag in Cuba. Almost 50 years in coming, the ending of one era and the beginning of a new. As U.S. and Cuban officials gather in Havana today to watch the raising of the American flag at the U.S. Embassy, VOA's Pam Dawkins.
As onlookers watched, Cuba raised its flag at the newly reestablished embassy in Washington in July. Now it's the U.S. turn to host a ceremony, although the U.S. embassy in Havana actually opened in July as well. The newly expanded engagement between the two countries may result in only minor changes for the average Cuban because the U.S. trade embargo remains in effect. But as the Cuban government continues its clampdown on dissidents, some say the U.S. should have held back on efforts to normalize ties until Cuba showed a greater human rights commitment. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
ISIS and chemical weapons. Is it so? The U.S. says it's looking into it. Whether Islamic State militants used chemical weapons during an attack earlier this week on Kurdish fighters in Iraq. The German Defense Ministry, which is training the Kurds, said about 60 Peshmerga fighters suffered injuries consistent with chemical weapons exposure during a battle Wednesday with the Islamic State group. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Powers, said the U.S. is looking into the allegations. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. Mr. Buhari spoke as he swore in 4 new military chiefs. He had replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and his chief of defense soon after taking office May 29th in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. This is VOA News.